Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. You all know that I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I am so glad that you have come here today to be with us on this chilly morning in December. And for those of you who are with us online today, welcome. I'm so glad that you have joined us for this service online. And so I invite you now to join me in reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's exactly what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits by attending, by being with each other, by listening to the talk and the readings and singing the songs. All of that has a purpose. And that purpose is to help us remember that, yes, indeed, the presence of the Infinite One resides within us, that it is innate to our own beingness. It is the very essence of our spirit. It is what we have come from. It is what we are supported and maintained and sustained by. It fills our lives, and it fills us. It guides us. It directs us. So everything that we do here has that purpose behind it and beneath it to help us remember and to feel and to experience that presence. Because what happens as we come to recognize that inside of us and feel that inside of us, then we have access to that which spirit is. Then we have access to the wisdom, which speaks as our own intuition. We have access to love and to peace and to the truth of our own wholeness. So when we are out in the world and the world is challenging, the world, say, is not reflecting back to us love or peace, we can bring that forward from inside of us. We can bring forward the love or the peace or stand in our own wholeness. And that puts us in a place of power. It puts us in a place where we become a beneficial presence in the conversations that we have, a beneficial presence in the world, because really everything is connected to everything else. And so I say thank you to each and every one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be bringing that presence into the world in a way that really, truly makes a difference for everyone. So thank you for that. And so on platform with me today is our practitioner, David Conant. He's going to come up and lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And Carrie Hillary is with us today. Yay. She's going to lead us in the prayer chant, We Are. Yes. The words will be up here on the screen. So if you would like to sing along, I invite you to do that. If you'd like to just close your eyes and just allow that to take you a little bit deeper, I invite you to do that. And so as I ring this bowl, I invite you also to allow the sound of this bowl to just help you slow down a little bit, to help you move deeper within yourself.
For me, the prayer chant is a doorway to the creative intelligence, which is the one source, a spiritual presence. When I pass through the doorway, my oneness with the Heavenly Father is 100% confirmed. And there is more. I can say with certainty, the same is true for Living Beyond Limits and for everyone here. It is true for this service, for the sermon, and for the music. And this oneness with the divine mind is true for everything else. There isn't anything that is apart from the one source. Knowing what we know about this and what happens as this living spirit radiates into our lives and into all of our creative, spiritual, and abundant activities, we can just sit back and receive what is ours. Today, I bless Reverend Jennifer for the good that she brings into our lives. I bless Carrie as her music blesses us. I bless Ray. I bless everyone here. I bless all spiritual paths. And I bless our time together. And so it is. Good morning. My reading today is from 365 Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. It's titled, I Am Conscious of All Good in Me. It goes like this. I hold conscious communion with Spirit. In a handshake, I can feel its warmth. In the exchange of thought, I feel the presence of the divine. I sense it in everything. It flows in transcendent loveliness into my world of thought and form, ever renewing, vitalizing, bringing joy, harmony, and blessings to everything and everyone it touches. I am united with all. I am one with the eternal light itself. The presence of spirit within me blesses everyone I meet, heals everything it touches, brings gladness into the life of everyone I contact. I recognize all sources of divine. Therefore, I am a blessing to myself, to humankind, and to the day in which I live. Today, I uncover the perfection within me. I look out upon the world of my affairs, knowing that the spirit within me makes my way both immediate and easy. I know there is nothing in me that could possibly obstruct or withhold the divine circuit of life and love. God flows through me to all. Good harmonizes my mind so that love sings joyously in my heart. I am completely conscious of all good in me, around me, and in all that is. And so it is.
And so happy Hanukkah, everyone. If you did not know, Hanukkah began last Sunday night and ends tomorrow night at sundown. And Hanukkah is an 8-day celebration of religious freedom and of self-determination and of the miraculous expression of the infinite as the miracle of light. And And there is something deeper to Hanukkah as well. And it is actually a story about purpose and about living with and living on a spiritual purpose. And it's a story about stepping out in faith. It's a story about how the power of spirit is more powerful than any doubt or any fear or any limitation that is outside of us. And so in honor of Hanukkah, the title of my talk today is Keep Your Candle Lit. And I'm talking about the symbolism of the Hanukkah story and what it means to us today as metaphysicians. I'm talking about when we live with purpose, when we live with spiritual purpose, and when we trust life to bring our good about, that the entire universe supports us in that. And then the universe orchestrates things so that things come into play. And so that those things that we are holding in our hearts as dear and important to us come about. And certainly I want to begin by telling you, as you all know, I am certainly no scholar of the Torah. But what I do know is that the Hanukkah story goes like this. It says, after years of war, the Holy Temple of Jerusalem was recaptured by the Jews from the Greeks. That the pagan statues of the Greeks were taken down and the temple was cleansed, for the Greeks had even done blood sacrifice in that Jewish temple when they held it captive. New altars were built and new holy vessels were created, and the temple was rededicated. It was rededicated with the intention that this is a holy place. This is a holy place of honoring the one God. It was dedicated to be a place of prayer and a place of communion. It was sanctified as a holy place and as a place where the sacred one resided. The sacred one was in that place. And so prior to the Jews taking back that temple, the Greeks had destroyed all the jars of sanctified oil that they used in the menorah to have the candle burn. Yet, miraculously, one jar of oil was found. But that one jar would only last for a day burning in the menorah. Yet, it was to burn, that menorah was to burn day and night, as a representation of the fact that God was on the job 24 hours a day, every day. And so the thing is, though, that in order to go get new oil for the menorah, it was an 8-day trip. It was 4 days out to get the sanctified oil and then 4 days back to the temple. And the miracle of Hanukkah was that that one jar of oil lasted for those entire 8 days until the new sanctified oil arrived at the temple, at the newly dedicated temple. You know, that's why Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days, and that's why 8 candles are lit during Hanukkah. You know, it's kind of like if you were out in the desert and you realized you only had 1 gallon of gas in your car, yet you had an 8-hour drive to the next gas station, and that gas lasted you those 8 hours until you could get to the next gas station. It's a miracle. It was a miracle. That would be a miracle if your car drove for 8 hours on a gallon of gas. It was a miracle that that candle stayed lit in that temple for 8 days. And so really there are many layers and many lessons to the Hanukkah story. And so today I'm going to talk about two of them. And the first one is to notice that the temple was rededicated to its purpose, to its spiritual purpose. And so metaphorically, you and I are that temple. We are the temple of the Holy One. And when we live with purpose, when we live with spiritual purpose and dedicated to that purpose, we are then partnering with the divine presence. And when we do that, we are opening ourselves to that influx of spirit. We are opening ourselves so that divine presence might act in us and through us out into this world. You know, that might look something like having the intention and being dedicated to being a beneficial presence in this world. It might look like being dedicated to being kind to strangers, or to be generous for those who are in need, whether it's with your time or your money or your care. It might be having the intention and commitment to listening with an open heart, or to standing up for the rights of people who do not have a voice. As you do any of those things, you are consecrating your temple, the temple within you. And whatever you do for work, whether it's teaching children so that they can go out and have a full and productive life, or whether it's creating a home so that children can grow and thrive and learn and feel what it means to be safe so that they have inner safety, or whether it's even creating a home for yourself and your loved ones that is a place of respite and spiritual renewal, where you can stop and refresh your soul. All of those things are living with purpose. If you are creating a better life for children through teaching in your work, or if you are helping people through doing counseling, even if you are stocking shelves in the grocery store for the purpose that people have food to eat, even if you're driving for Uber so that people can go to work to feed their families, or so that people can go and visit their loved ones, or if you're bringing canned goods to Project Shepherd or participating in their Christmas project, all of that is living with spiritual purpose. And when we live with spiritual purpose, we place ourselves in that flow of boundless good. We step into that flow as we live with spiritual purpose. And that flow is an opulence of all the good that your heart desires. And so I'm going to share a story with you. It says, out for a walk one morning, an old woman came across a construction site where three men were working. Curious, she approached one of them and asked what he was doing. Clearly annoyed that she bothered him, he barked, "Can't you see I'm laying bricks?" When the old woman asked the first man if the work was hard, he answered, "Yes, it was one of the hardest jobs he had ever done." Not easily put off, she asked the next man what he was doing. He responded, "I'm building a brick wall, 30 feet tall, 100 feet wide, 18 inches thick." Then, turning his attention to the first man, he said, "Hey, you just passed the end of the wall. You need to take off that last brick." When the old woman asked the second man if the work was hard, he answered, "It was a tough job, but it could certainly be done." Still not satisfied, the woman asked the third man what he was doing. Despite the fact that he appeared to be doing exactly the same thing as the other two men, he looked up with excitement and said, "Oh, let me tell you, I'm building the greatest cathedral ever known." She could tell he was eager to tell her more. But before he had a chance, he was distracted by loud bickering between the first two men over what the one errant brick had been placed. Turning to the two of them, he said, "Hey, you guys, don't worry about it. This will be an inside corner. The whole thing will get plastered over and no one will ever see that brick. Just move on to the next layer." When the old woman asked the third man if the work was hard, he answered that it was his best job ever. The job gave his life meaning. It doesn't even really matter what exactly we're doing in living with spiritual purpose. We determine if something has spiritual purpose for us because we can feel that it does. We can feel that it feeds our soul. We can feel that it is of benefit to humanity or to the world, that it makes a difference. And I know that in my own life, I feel very much like I live with spiritual purpose. My purpose in being a minister here with you is to give you tools and ideas so that you might live a better life. Working as a hairdresser feels like spiritual purpose. I get to be with those clients so that they feel seen and heard and valued and important. And I get to bring beauty into the world. And all of those things feel like spiritual purpose to me. But to live with spiritual purpose, it takes intention, and it takes awareness, and it takes dedication. And I know that we all want to live with a sense of fulfillment, with a sense of satisfaction. We want to live knowing that we are supported by that divine presence, supported by life, supported in living a rich and a beautiful and a bountiful life, a life that's filled with good. We want to live a life where we feel connected to God, where we feel connected to our own spirit and to this family of humanity and to life itself. Living with spiritual purpose does exactly that. And the second aspect of the Hanukkah story that I think is important is to notice when they lit that candle in the temple, they were doing their part without waiting for the outside world to agree with them. Without waiting for the outside world to confirm or affirm that what they were doing was right. They were inner-directed. They were doing the part that was theirs to do, acting as if and standing in faith and standing in trust and stepping forward in faith and trust. I know that often when there's something in our lives that we are wanting, we want it now, we want what we want, and we want it now. Whether that's the new relationship or your new home or physical health or more money. And if it doesn't show up instantly, we get into fear and we get into doubt. We start worrying, and oftentimes then we give up. We give up because we don't believe that it will be supplied to us until we see it. But that's not what faith is. Faith is an action. Faith is standing in your oneness with that divine presence and moving forward anyway, knowing that you are supported by life, knowing that you are supported by the divine, by that love intelligence of the universe. And so the Hanukkah story invites us to do our part and to do what is ours to do, standing in faith and standing in trust. It invites us to know that the universe supports us in our highest aspirations, that it supports us in our fullest expression. So that means then, if the thing that you want in your life leads to a richer and a fuller life, if it leads to you expressing more of your divine nature, so I will say, any relationship allows you to express more of who you are, to express more of your divine nature, to express more love. Any job that you might want enables you to express more of your own inner creativity and your own divine nature, which is creative. Just about anything that you want in your life that you can think of, if it is good for you and if it's good for the world, is enabling you to express more. And when we are expressing that within us, When we are unfolding ourselves, the entire universe supports us in that. And so if the thing that you want leads to a greater expression of love or of beauty or of creativity or of your own authentic power, of your own freedom, know that you are supported by life in doing that, in being that, in creating that. Whether it's a new job or a relationship or more money or physical healing. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, "The armor of God is faith in the good, the enduring, and the true. Against such there is no law. That is, against truth, nothing can stand." Faith and love and abundance and guidance and wholeness and good are the good, the enduring, and the true. Believe in those things. Put your faith and trust that those are the things that are unfolding through you and by means of your life. Faith in the divine, faith in the good, creates an opening within you and within your life for that presence of good to unfold itself. You are partnered with that infinite intelligence. You are partnered with the knowingness of the universe. You are partnered by love itself. A love for you, a love for the fullness of life, a love for opulence. You are partnered with that. And so then partner with the infinite in whatever it is that you are doing. And so my invitation to you this week is to know that the universe supports you and supports you in your fullest expression. You know, it makes me think of years ago, Sharon Baker wanted to remodel her kitchen and was really concerned that she didn't have enough money and couldn't do it and it wasn't going to work. And, you know, I talked with her. It was so clear to me that having a new kitchen was going to serve her and her family, that she would be able to invite people over. She would be able to have family gatherings at her house. She would be able to express more love and more creativity, more goodness in her life. How could she not be supported in that? And she did it, and she is so happy and talks about what a miracle it was. She never thought that she could do that. And what a blessing it's been in her life. Know that anything that benefits you in your life and benefits those around you, you are supported in doing that very thing. Know that you are supported in your fullest expression. Those things allow you to express more fully. Know that you are supported in living your greatest life. That you are supported in living with purpose, with spiritual purpose. Trust that. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, "Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you shall receive. He did not say, believe that you will receive it immediately. He said, that you shall have. He did not deny the natural law of evolution and growth. Bringing that desire that you want in your life to fruition is how you evolve and grow. That's how you unfold yourself. So you take the steps forward like they did in lighting the candle in the temple. You take the steps toward your goal and towards what you want in faith and in trust and in partnership with that divine love intelligence of the universe. Know that God is on your side. And believe that your good is assured. And in turn, it will be. So happy Hanukkah to all of you and blessings to all of you on this path of self-discovery and of bringing that divine presence into this world in such a miraculous way that is a blessing to you and a blessing to us all. So blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I turn my attention to God, that one presence that is a presence of love, that has no other desire than to express itself fully and beautifully in a way that nurtures and uplifts, in a way that expresses as fullness of life and deep satisfaction and care and connection and joy and fulfillment. This one presence, that from which everything springs forth, and that presence which is the maintainer and sustainer of all. And so I recognize this presence to be the very life that is living each one of us, the very thing that guides us and directs us on our path, the very thing that speaks to our hearts of our dreams and our desires, that speaks to our hearts of connection and of spiritual intention and dedication. It is the thing that calls us forward on this spiritual path to be a beneficial presence in the world, to be a representative of spirit itself. And so today, that is exactly what we do as we step forward in our lives. We step forward as partners with the divine, knowing that we are supported, knowing that we are loved, knowing that it is absolutely God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And the kingdom is already right where we are. And so today we open our hearts and we open our minds, we open our arms, and we allow this divine presence to flow into our lives to even a greater degree than it has been. And it flows into us as peace, as wholeness, as health and abundance, and all the good that our hearts desire. And so how grateful I am to be living this life in God, to be walking this spiritual path, bringing that presence into this world. And so we just rest in this presence today and in all days, in all ways, and in all things. And for this, I am grateful. And so I release this prayer into the creative womb of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself in us and through us and all around us now. And I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is.
It's time for our affirmation, so if you would join me. The entire universe supports my fullest and greatest life. I live with purpose. I know that life is on my side and that my good is assured. And so it is.
So I have some invitations for you. One is, next week our service is going to be on Zoom only. We will not be meeting here. Somebody else is going to be in this room. That was kind of one of the catches when we decided to meet here, as they said there will be some times when we can't be here because they have other things going on. So on your handout is the Zoom number. We'll be doing Zoom at 10 o'clock so we can still see each other. So you might get on a few minutes early so you can say hi to your friends and say hi to the people that are on there. So don't lose this. If you've been doing Connection Spiritual Practice, it's the same Zoom number, so if you have that saved in there. Also to let you know, so that's next week. The following week is our candlelighting service. So we invite you to join us for the night on the 19th. It's going to be celebrating the myriad of religious traditions in that candlelighting ceremony. Then, of all the crazy things, we're doing our New Year's ritual on the 26th, which is the day after Christmas, which is a Sunday. Otherwise, it's after the first of the year, so we're going to do our New Year's ritual, so come do that. It's going to be different. I think we're going to be sitting in a circle, and we're going to do some ritual stuff, and it won't be a regular talk. It'll be really fun. And then, my favorite service of the entire year is the World Peace Service, and we're going to do that on Zoom this year. I will be leading it along with the practitioners, and we'll have you have a candle, and you'll get to participate at home in that, but you'll get to stay home in your pajamas and not have to get up and drive and still get to be together and still get to be creating this consciousness of peace in this world. So I invite you to join us for that. If anybody you know might want to participate, invite them also. I did not put the link on here. I think I'll probably create a new link for that, and we can send it out into the world and hopefully get a lot of people to join us for that. But talk it up if you know some people that might want to come. You know, our Sunday talks are online. We have prayer support after service. The practitioners are happy to pray with you. We have prayer shawls you can take, and we have a ministry of prayer box that you can fill out a prayer request, and we'll support you during the week.